his heart racing as their gut-wrenching sobs ramped up his already out-of-control anxiety. "Can you tell me what happened?" Jamie put an arm around Maggie and led her away so her older sisters could talk to their father.
"We were leaving the mall," Jill said, swiping at tears, "and this car came right at us. We jumped out of the way, but she just stood there and the car hit her."
A sob hiccuped through her.
"She went right over the top and landed on the pavement."
"Okay, honey," he said, comforting his daughter while he tried to process what she'd said. As he imagined the scene, his chest tightened. "Maybe she just couldn't get out of the way in time."
Kate shook her head. "She didn't move. It was like she wanted the car to hit her or something."
"I'm sure it was so scary, but you must have seen it wrong," Jack insisted. "Mom would never do that." A young doctor came through swinging doors to the waiting room.
"Mr. Harrington, I'm Dr. Rooney."
He led Jack away from the girls. Jamie left Maggie in the care of her sisters and walked over to hear what the doctor had to say.
"Your wife is in extremely critical condition with a significant head injury," Dr. Rooney said. "She also has multiple fractures and a lacerated liver. When we get her stabilized, we'll be taking her up to surgery to remove her spleen and repair her liver."
"Shocked," Jack said. "But she'll be all right, won't she?"
"The head injury is a big concern. We're inducing a coma to allow the swelling in her brain to subside. The next 24 to 48 hours will be critical."
Jack's hands were trembling, so he jammed them into his pockets.
"How long will you keep her in the coma?"
"Hopefully only a few days," Dr. Rooney said. "We'll have to wait and see what happens when we take her off the sedation."
"What could happen?"
Jack had never experienced such raw fear.
"She'll wake up then, right?"
"I can't say for certain. The head injury is severe. I wish I could tell you more, but it's a wait-and-see-it thing at this point. I'm sorry."
"I want to be with her."
"I'll come and find you when we get her settled after surgery," the doctor said as he walked away.
"A coma,"
Jack said, incredulous. Jamie squeezed Jack's shoulder.
"Why don't you call your mother and ask her to come help with the girls?"
"I just can't believe this. She's never been sick a day in her life. Remember how she was after having the girls?"
"I remember. She's Superwoman, so there's nothing to worry about. I'm sure she'll be asking for you in no time."
"Yeah," Jack said. "Definitely." The surgeons removed Claire's spleen, mended her liver, and set her badly broken arm and leg. After a week, her doctors were relieved she was able to breathe on her own when they took her off the respirator. Encouraged, they also weaned her from the sedation. Jack, the girls, his sister, Claire's mother, brother, and sister kept up a round-the-clock vigil by her bedside. They sang to her, played her favorite music, cried, begged, and pleaded until they were hoarse, but she didn't regain consciousness. At the end of the third week, Dr. Blake, the neurologist, asked to speak with Jack. Worried about what he might hear, Jack asked his sister Franny to come too.
"I'm afraid there's nothing more we can do for your wife. The blow to her head was tremendous, and we believe her coma is irreversible."
Jack and Franny gasped as the doctor snatched away their last shred of hope.
"So what does that mean?" Jack asked. "What are you saying?"
"You have choices, difficult choices."
"Such as?"
"Since she has no advance directive, you can make decisions for her as her next of kin."
"Are you suggesting I end her life?"
"It's an opinion you may need to consider at some point down the road."
"I want to hear the others because that's not on the table."
"Mr. Harrington, she's 43 years old. She could live in this condition for decades."
Jack held up his hand to stop the doctor.
"Is she brain dead?"
"Not technically."
"Then I don't want to hear another word about ending her life. As long as there's activity in her brain, I want her treated as if she's going to recover."
"We don't believe she will."
"Well, as long as there's any chance at all."
"There's less than a 1% chance."
"That's not zero,"
Jack said with a look that all but dared the doctor to argue with him. The doctor seemed to realize the conversation was pointless.
"We'll discharge her in a few days. I suggest you investigate long-term care for her. I can get you the names of some places if that would help."
Left alone with his sister, Jack tried to absorb what the doctor had told him.